Justin, thank you. Good morning, everybody. The first high school football game of the new season for KMCH Sports coverage area schools took place last Friday night as Independence fell to Davenport Assumption 26-7. That was one of 17 Week 0 contests that took place last week. Week number one of the season starts with three games this Thursday night. On Friday night in the coverage area, our featured games, West Delaware welcomes in Dubuque Waller to Brown Field. All that coverage can be heard live on Mix 94.7, KMCH.com, and the KMCH app. Also on the KMCH Sports video stream at KMCH.com. Our coverage area game of the week, Maquoketa Valley has North Cedar at home in Delhi. Live on KMCH.com and the KMCH Sports 2 app. Beckman will entertain Comanche. Monticello heads up Highway 151 to take on Cascade. Edco is home in Edgewood hosting Turkey Valley. East Buchanan home to Highland. Anamosa travels south on Highway 1 to take on Mount Vernon. Starmont will have Sumner Fredericksburg at home. Independence is at Maquoketa. North Lynn has Albernette at home. And Western Dubuque welcomes in Cedar Rapids Xavier to Epworth. The first official competition dates in the world of high school volleyball and cross country took place yesterday. No coverage area teams in action. A few of those will get started in both of the sports today, including the West Delaware girls and boys cross country teams heading down to Mount Vernon. Hawks girls 11th year head coach Ben Mosier talks about how the preseason has gone.
Running is a lifelong sport, and that's kind of what we always have preached is once we get them out, they all kind of just fall in love for the most part with running. Over the course of the 11 years, I think maybe we've had two that have decided that they didn't want to continue with it once they've come out. We're up 9 girls this year, a nice mix of athletes, and I think they're going to contribute. If they're not going to be contributing on the varsity side, they're good kids, and that's kind of what we've always preached. We're a big family, and they fit into the family nicely.
Members of the program took part in two bonding experiences, late July, a trip to Colorado, and early August, a run-a-thon and campout at the track in Manchester.
Not the entirety of the team got to go to Colorado. We had 22 that went. Unfortunately, I caught COVID the day before they were supposed to leave, and so I was able to zoom in, and we were able to do the things that I was hoping we were going to be able to, but having that experience, they went out, they worked hard, they ran. They also did a lot of mindset training, a lot of things that we are going to bring back for this season that are going to make us just that much more mentally strong. And then the run-a-thon, everybody was there. 4 miles every 4 hours for 24 hours is a daunting task physically. The first day was extremely warm. That noon run was our first one. It was close to, you know, 95 at the time. The girls responded really well. They all have fun with it, but then, you know, they get to spend time together. And I think being able to spend 24 hours with your teammates, with your family mates, that they all came together, you know, we're in it together. And that's kind of always been our philosophy is we're all working for one goal. We're stronger together.
The Hawk girls are not returning a large amount of experience. Coach Mosier knows there are question marks.
As far as we've graduated a handful off the varsity squad, so we've got to have some of those younger girls step up. And they've done a really, really nice job so far. Faith Litter was out all last year with mono. She's been a really great leader all through the summer. She's a two-time captain for us. We've got some younger runners, some newer runners that I'm anxious to see the first meet and to see what they're capable of once we get into that race situation.
Cross country is such a mental sport. Coach Mosier shares some of the thought process behind the scenes.
We always like to have them prepared. You know, we want them to not have any surprises. So we talk a lot about what to expect when you go into the meet. But a lot of it this year has been, you know, kind of on that mindset side. We've done a lot. Our motto is light the match. All of our workouts, everything we are always preaching is adding a little bit to the fire. We're starting that burn. And then when it's time to race, it's light the match. And that's kind of become our culture. And that was what we talked a lot about in Colorado was finding that image that we want to be as the West Delaware girls cross country. And the biggest thing for us is every time we go out to compete, we light the match.
The first time out today in Mount Vernon might be a shock, especially to the newer runners of the program with the way Mount Vernon Lisbon runs their meet. Coach Mosier explains why.
This is always a unique one, especially for the new girls coming out. And we haven't run there in 2 years because of the heat. Kind of unique because there's not a JV varsity split. Between us, Hempstead, and Mount Vernon Lisbon, there could be 100 girls. So I said, don't be surprised when you get to the line and you might see 400 girls ready to race. And once you get that first race under your belt, then everything is kind of downhill from there.
Dale Meyer is the 10th year head coach of the West Delaware boys cross country program. He shares his thoughts on the offseason and the approach that his team has to have heading into a new campaign.
Over the last few years, they've really figured out they want to be successful at all. They got to do some summer running. We had a decent group of kids that were running pretty much all summer, so I guess we'll find out here if any of that's paying off. The mindset's the biggest piece of cross country because I've seen kids that train harder than anybody else and they just could not get past the point of discomfort. When it came down to it, they didn't do as well. And I've seen other kids that didn't train as much, and they were just so mentally tough that they crushed it. So we spend a lot of time talking about mindset, about mental preparation, how important it is to do that in practice as well as in the competition so that it carries over.
Coach Meyer talked about all the experience coming back for his squad.
We only graduated 3 seniors last year, so we pretty much bring back the whole stable. We've got a couple of seniors coming back that have quite a bit of experience, and we have a couple of seniors that haven't been at it. They're all playing their part. Zach O'Rear spent a lot of time this summer running, and he's trying to really get a lot better, and he's a real vocal leader. And Nolan Benson was one of our starters last year, and he's really a lead by example kind of kid. He's a very hard worker. And then we have 7 juniors and 9 sophomores, and right now we only have 3 freshmen. Our junior class kind of took the reins over the summer, and they spent a lot of time racking up the miles. And our biggest statistical leader coming back is Zach Wenger. He's a junior. He missed qualifying for state last year by less than 15 seconds, so that didn't leave a very good taste in his mouth. He's really been busting it pretty hard.
As usual, the competition will be hard down in Mount Vernon for the first race out for the boys' side as well.
Out of my 4 seniors, only one of them was even at last time we ran at Mount Vernon, so nobody on the team really has run that. We know that there's some pretty good teams there. You know, we've got some just incredible cross-country programs in our conference. This is the kind of competition we see week in and week out. I'm excited to see how much growth we have that maybe we can compete.
The girls' race will start at 5 o'clock on the campus of Mount Vernon High School, around 5:45 for the boys' race. The other teams competing there besides the Hawks and Mount Vernon will be Ames, also Benton Community, Center Point Urbana, Davenport North, Dubuque Hempstead, Louisa Muscatine, Marion, North Scott, Springville, Urbandale, Vinton Shelsburg, and West Liberty. Preseason volleyball rankings were released yesterday by the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union Class 1A Holy Trinity. Catholic is number 1, Springville at number 3. In Class 2A, Dyke New Hartford is the number 1 squad, Lisbon number 5. Beckman comes in at 14. Number 1 in 3A, Mount Vernon. In 4A, it's Marion at number 1, Cedar Rapids Xavier at 3. The West Delaware Hawks bumping up to Class 4A. The defending Class 3A champions, the Hawks are number 4 after a 43-5 record a season ago. Also in 4A, Western Dubuque comes in at number 12. In Class 5A, number 1 is Iowa City Liberty. Cedar Rapids Prairie is number 9, and Cedar Rapids Kennedy in number 14. NFL preseason last night, Jets beat the Falcons 24-16. Major League Baseball, interleague style, Yankees over the Mets, Miami beats Oakland. In the AL, these winners, Royals, Texas, and Tampa Bay. In the National League, Braves, Phillies, Cardinals over the Cubs on a Pujols homer, 1-0. And the Brewers blank the Dodgers 4-0. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Tuesday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.